Locker Room Chats continue here on KMZA. It is the final round of Locker Room Chats here for the 2021 season as the football playoffs are here. And now an opportunity to talk with Onega head football coach, that is Ben Coulterman. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, you saw your team have their four-game winning streak snapped in the final game of the regular season last week with a loss to number one Axtell. What were just some of the few key takeaways from that game?
Well, I think we kind of got away from, controlling the tempo. We slowed them down a little bit in the first half and then couldn't stop them in the second half. And then the game unraveled.
Yeah, really the big key in that game, or at least the big sequence it seemed like, was, late second quarter, it was 14-0, but then you got a touchdown and a two-point conversion. It was 14-8. You were right back in it. The Eagles would score another touchdown, but just down two scores, you had it late with the ball, plus you were getting the ball back to start the second half, and that seemed like the big opportunity for you to get right back in it, but you get a turnover, an interception at the goal line, and then unable to get any points on the board with that first drive of the third quarter. And like you said, the Eagles kind of took off from there. It seemed like that might have been the sequence that maybe kind of changed the outlook of the game.
Yeah, it really did. Right before the half, too, we drove down pretty darn deep in their territory, couldn't convert there, kind of ran out of time, and then did get the ball back, couldn't convert there, and then, like you said, like you noted, that was the turning point in the game, and then we just couldn't really recover, and then they kept converting and getting points, and we couldn't. So, yeah, that was pivotal.
Buffaloes are 4-4 heading into the playoffs coming up this week, and they will get number two Thunder Ridge coming up on Thursday night. We will talk about that matchup coming up next. Continuing to talk with Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman. It is powered by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Playoffs starting on Thursday night, and a very tough challenge right out the gate. You get number two undefeated Thunder Ridge. They enter the playoffs as one of the favorites potentially to win a state championship this year after a strong regular season. They beat Frankfort earlier this year and got a forfeit win against Southern Cloud last week. But, boy, how about this Longhorns team and the challenges that they're going to present this week?
Yeah, a lot of challenges. They're big. They're physical. They move well on top of that. They play really, really hard. They're very physical. That's maybe similar to a little bit like a Frankfort, a little bit to like us. We kind of like the matchup, but boy, they're stout and they're tough, and they're gonna, it's gonna be a heck of a challenge.
Longhorns actually lost to Axtell last year in the first round of the postseason, so they're trying to get past that first round and make a run of their own. But if you guys are gonna go on the road, spring an upset this week, what are the big keys and what are the expectations for your team this week?
Well, we're gonna have to slow them down and then get stops also, and then we're gonna have to convert. We're gonna have to. When we get drives, we're going to have to sustain them, and we're going to have to cash in and get points out of them. I mean, it's really just that simple. It really is.
Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman joining us again, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. His Buffaloes going to number two Thunder Ridge this week, first round of the postseason. Coach, as always, it's been a pleasure talking to you not only just this week but throughout the season as well. Good luck at Thunder Ridge, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, appreciate that. Thank you, too.